All right. Good evening. I am reporting live to you at 10:33 p.m. Central Time on April 30th because I want to give you some quick insights about the Podcast Growth Academy. And why I'm doing this at this time is because I also feel like, there's been many times that this has already been advertised and talked about. And I believe in everything, you also have to think about the time you're spending, right? So I wanted to bring this frequently asked questions room to Clubhouse because I wanted to do it actually on my recorder. I wanted to, use my microphone, literally hit the record button, and then I was like, wait a minute, let me come to Clubhouse and talk about it. I think it would be much better because if I recorded this episode, at the comfort of my home and I'm recording it by myself, you guys will not be able to listen to this until it's published. So I figured, why not come to Clubhouse and do it live and then take it to the podcast and then send out the email within the next hour and a half. So this is not going to be a long room because I wanted to do this intentionally and I had an idea of doing this a little differently. So I don't do rooms at night. You guys know that, but I love to do rooms anyway. So daytime, nighttime doesn't matter, but I wanted to do this and just sneak it in a little bit. So thanks for being here, guys. I see you, David. Seb, it's been a while. Good to have you here, man. Good to have you here. Thanks. I thought you deleted the app. It's good to have you on the app. Welcome back, man. Glad you're here and love the profile picture too. So PGA, right? I'm going to go down this really quickly. This is going to be a very quick episode. So I want you to listen to this, pay attention, ask me later questions, or click the link, in this email or in the description, wherever you find this episode. And the reason you're probably listening to this now is because you've seen an email, you've probably seen something online, you've probably thought about it and you clicked through it and you're here. So thanks for being here. Now, what is PGA? PGA is Podcast Growth Academy, right? How do you start navigating the academy? That's a question I've been hearing a lot. When you join the academy, what is going to start happening is there are going to be two things involved. One is you're either going to be having a space where you can dominate and be on your own in the academy, pick your own room, pick your own section, pick your own space, do your own study, and learn about podcasting and learning how to scale, how to monetize. And if you've never started, you can learn how to start, using podcasting for building out your business. You could go that way, or you could decide to say, okay, I can do that. Plus, I also want to get some time, with the people that are in the community. And I also want to get time with the person who may I want to learn from, because this academy is not just going to be about me. It's going to be about you. So very soon I'm going to be bringing other people into this academy. I'm letting you know now. So this is the first time you're hearing this. I'm going to be bringing people into the academy as instructors. And these are other podcasters that I'm going to be asking them questions. I probably might do interview styles with them and see how they can also help you impact your podcast so you can learn from their experiences. So it's going to be very interactive. So I don't want you to miss out on that. So you can either come in and learn by yourself, stay in the corner, pay your monthly, pass fee, or if you want to pay your annual fee or your annual pass, that's going to allow you to be part of, the connections and with the people that you're going to be connecting with, and also having connections with the group too. Or you can do it and have a lifetime pass and get more details, which I'll be sending over to you. So there are three options you can choose from. Either of those options will work regardless if you put time, effort, and consistency in replaying those episodes, watching those tutorial videos you see, accessing those links I'll be sending over to you, and listening to stories and conversations that people have been having about how they can also start their own podcast and how they're scaling it, right? So that's how you're going to navigate the academy, right? How do the class sessions work? Because people are asking me, is there going to be a class? Is there going to be a live session? Is there going to be a webinar? Like, what does it look like? This is the audio experience for the Podcast Growth Academy, PGA. How the classes are going to work is if you, I'm going to make this so live, like we're doing this right now. I will be going live on Clubhouse. So if you're on Clubhouse, that would be great for you. And I'll also be going live on LinkedIn audio too. So it's going to be a lot of ping-ponging between platforms. And what's going to be happening is when I'm on LinkedIn audio and when I'm on Clubhouse audio from May 1st, if you guys are going to be on Clubhouse and see me, just know I may not say it, but just know that I'm probably on video recording the video version for the Academy because I'm explaining concepts that people can go through the podcast. And me talking about podcasts for a whole month, I think this is my 17th or 18th room on Clubhouse just in April. I was counting the number of rooms I've opened. I think it's up to 18. I think it's the 18th room, right? I've done just based on podcasts, LinkedIn, email, just everything. So you can literally binge those and start away. But I'm going to go a little deeper and actually bring back what I used to do back in 2020, 2021 on Clubhouse, where I'll go live on Clubhouse and be on Zoom. And then I'm recording my screen, sharing my screen, and then taking that video and taking it into the library for the academy. That's how people are going to start learning how to set up ads on Spotify. You're going to start learning how to connect with people if you want to really set up your ads and be on CNN articles. If you also want to, use Pinterest for advertising your podcast, there's going to be a section for that. If you want to do emails, there's going to be a section for that. There's going to be different things you're going to learn that by the time you consume anything that is within that, cycle within the academy, then you're gonna grow. You will grow so much that you'll even learn from the people that you're with, right? Because I want this to be something that is not just for me. I want it to be for other people too. So that's how the class sessions are gonna work. They're gonna be live on Clubhouse. They're also gonna be live on LinkedIn, right? And it's gonna get to a point where maybe like a few months in, which is possibly gonna be down the roadmap that I have planned, I'll also start bringing members from the membership from the academy. I'll be bringing them to Zoom so they can also see it themselves and ask questions internally. And then I'm gonna, you guys might hear it from here. It might feed into Clubhouse, it might feed into LinkedIn audio, but the members will be, in class while I'm live on Clubhouse because people go live on Clubhouse. That's time I'm spending, right? So why not spend this time and give back in full form so that anytime I'm giving my time on Clubhouse, I'm kind of doing things like in a three-way style. I'm giving you guys audio here on Clubhouse. I'm also doing video on, I'm doing video on Zoom. And at the same time, I'm sending emails so that the community is also aware of what's going on. That way, I'm creating a repetitive cycle of people getting in contact with me so they don't miss out on anything that's going on, right? So that's how the sessions are going to work. Now, if we have one-on-one sessions, and you have the annual pass or you have the lifetime pass, that's great. If you have the monthly pass, you're only probably going to get, one time we're going to get on a phone call. I'll get to know more about you. If you have any questions, you get to know the office hours. But when it comes to, having the annual pass or the lifetime pass, that's when you can actually connect with the other people within the groups. And that also gives you access to more resources and potentially even connecting with the instructors and the other people who are going to be here that will be within the academy that are showing you how they did their own podcast. I have a couple of people in mind, and I'm excited about, the connection I'll be bringing to your step, to your rooms, to your spaces. And it's going to be fun because you're not just going to learn from me. You're going to learn from a community and you're going to learn from each other. I don't want this to be a me, 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 me. It's not about me. It's bigger than me. So I want you to look at it from your lens and see how you can use what I've said and what they've said or what they will say, whoever the people that will be that you'll be listening to that will help you learn this a little bit further. That's how you want to think about it too, right? That's the first way to process it. Now, the next question is it going to be one-on-one or is it group? People are asking, is it going to be one-on-one? Is it going to be group? It's going to be a mixture of both, depending on which pass you're going to be in. But if you click the link above, And you sign up today, you make your commitment before the night's over, before 11:59 p.m. Central. So you have time if you're in a different time zone. Then by the time you are in this and we get on our first call, we're going to discuss everything. And the first question I'm going to ask you is, what made you want to book this call? Like, what is that burning desire you have that is going to make you want to do this thing and achieve this thing really well? Because it's going to take a lot of tenacity. It's going to take a lot of hard work. It's going to take a lot of consistency. And it's not something to play with. Because if you care about your business, if you care about your life, if you care about your family, if you care about your future, if you care about your legacy, you want to have a place where you can leave concepts, videos, audios, materials that people can access. Think about how people are finding books. You know, back in the day, people are going and, you know, doing research. Archaeologists are finding books. You know, people are finding studies. They're studying new things. It's fascinating because you find things from back in the 13th century, back in the 9th century. It's fascinating. So imagine light years from now, God willing, people are checking out your podcast, listening to your show, listening to your voice. Oh, once upon a time, there was this person. His name is this. Her name is this. And this is what they did. This is what they connect. Think about that. That's impact. That's life you're impacting. So I'm not talking about social media posting or SEO. All that stuff is great. We all need that. It's very important to our whole being of being online. But here's the thing. If you don't have a voice that can be registered or positioned in a place that someone can listen to you and learn about your business, then there's going to be a problem along the way. A lot of us go on LinkedIn Live, on Instagram Live, on something live, and then what happens? I'm on Clubhouse Live right now, right? But tomorrow, I'm going to be here kicking off everything. You're going to see it in the schedule, right? Because I want to show you how this thing really works. I already told, I think it was one of the rooms on Clubhouse, I said I'm going to do a room every day in May, and possibly not the weekends, but just the weekdays. I want to dedicate time, even if it's an hour, I want to dedicate that. So that's probably going to be 30 hours. No, not 30 days in total. But if I do times 4, 20. So that's about 20 hours of listen time or watch time you're going to be getting from me. So imagine 20 hours of watch time a month. You're getting content. Tell me there's no way. You have 24 hours in a day. There's no way you're not going to succeed if you do the right thing at the right time, right? So that's how you want to think about it. It's going to be one-on-one with me in between the months, once a month, and it's also going to be groups as well. And then within the group, we're going to have a different type of session, and I'm excited about where we're going to be doing the sessions too. So that's one thing to think about. Another question is, where is this being hosted? Where is this platform? What's this academy? Like, where are we going? Like, what? I don't see anything, Favor. I'm confused. I don't know what you're talking about. I am interested, but I don't know what I'm supposed to look at. This is what you want to look at. Picture this. When you are in this academy, you're going to have access to a platform, right? And the platform, for full transparency, is called Supercast, right? And I intentionally wanted it to be on Supercast because I have my courses on Learn Worlds, right? And I love using Learn Worlds because it's very, you know, student friendly. It's very SEO friendly too. But I wanted to go to Supercast because, one, I've been planning this for 5 years. Two, I've met the co-founders of this company. They're based in British Columbia in Canada, and in Vancouver. Yeah, and I talked to them a couple, you know, times, and it was really cool. This was before they even started having their plan. So I'm really like pretty much grandfathered into their system because I've been having the account for a while. I just haven't launched it officially. So in that platform, once you sign up, right, there's going to be three options. You're going to see monthly, you're going to see annual, you're going to see lifetime, right? Whichever one you pick, you get in, and then you're going to get posts. You're going to get email pop-ups. You're going to get Q&As is a place that's an ask me anything section. So you can ask me anything. And that question that you ask me inside the forum in text form, I'm going to respond back to you in audio form. So if you ask me, hey, Favor, how do you set up a podcast if you are, you know, a beginner, and let's say you want to set up a podcast for a restaurant, what can you do? Instead of me typing back and telling you, hey, thank you for asking this question, I'm going to respond back with probably like a 5-minute episode that people can listen to, and then they can also upvote that audio, right? So it's going to be very interactive. It's not just going to be click download. You're going to be doing a lot of typing, a lot of connecting with people, getting to know the names of the people in the group. It's going to be very interactive. And then from tomorrow, I'm launching this bad boy, you know, to the ad space. So it's going to be really, really crazy. I'm excited about this. I'm nervous, but I'm also like anticipating this growth because I don't run ads. I just don't. I know how to. I do it for others. I don't do it for myself because I love organic. But now it's time to switch gears and now move into paid advertising. So this is going to be crazy. I have not done this for any class, any mastermind. Everything else has been organic. That's why we have a low number, but it's a sweet spot. Now for the academy, it's going to be a big number that between May and pretty much between May and November, right? Because it's going to be a 6-month plan, right? It's going to be a 6-month module training. It's going to be a 6-month academy learning, right? I'm not saying that you're going to be there for 6 months and then stop, but the information that you'll be getting in real time when we have classes are things you should be applying as we go. Because if you show up in May and then we're talking about stuff in July, right? You're going to be looking at content that happened in May, June, and July and try to catch up, right? If you're joining in July. But it doesn't mean you're catching up per se, because we're not really going with an all-in-one formula. Everybody's going at their own pace, right? But if you have a question, you can also contribute that question to the space, and then people can learn from you or ask questions about what you're asking. And that can also bring interactions to the, you know, to the academy. So it's going to be very interactive, right? Now, if you need help with setup, right? If you never have started a podcast before, you don't know what to even do with your podcast. You don't know, should I take it to Anchor, which is Spotify for podcasters? Should I take it to Omni Studio? Should I take it to Libsyn? Should I take it to Buzzsprout? Should I take it to Acast? Where should I go? That's something that we can discuss in our first call, because where you set up your house is where you're going to build your house. Where you set up your house is where you're going to build your house. So if you're going to set up your house somewhere where someone can see it from a distance, it looks beautiful, they can pass through it, and they're like, well, I know that house, it looks nice, right? I know of that street. Then you want that house to be a house that is built on good soil, right? Because you want that house to last for a long time, right? You want to last over 30 years, over 50 years, over 100 years. You want to pass it on, right? You want to leave a legacy. So when you're leaving a legacy, you have to leave a legacy on good soil, right? I treat websites like land. So if I'm treating a website like land, it means I'm treating that website like intellectual property. So follow me here. So if you look at your business, your podcast, and you're starting this podcast from scratch, you have no podcast, you have nothing going on, but you have a brilliant idea and you have a sound, you have a voice, and you have a message to send, putting it into a podcast would be a great place to start. We're going to pick that place that you want to have. I'll give you what I would recommend because it's worked for me, but I can also give you something that's working for others. And then you do your math and see where the chips fall, right? And I'll give you stats and figures so you can also make that informative decision, right? Then from there, we can help you set up your podcast. Then from helping you set up your podcast, you have everything together, whether it's your artwork, whatever you need, that's something that we can help you with, because sometimes you may not know what to buy or how to get things. What's the cover art? What's the name of my podcast? I'd have no idea, but I have an idea, if that makes sense. So if you come in, and even if as a novice, as somebody who's experienced, as somebody who needs help, as somebody who's actually been doing this, but you just need to pivot, wherever you are, whatever level you are all welcome. So feel free to just be yourself, and we'll definitely help you with all these things that you need with. So helping you with the setup, helping you with the process, especially submitting your website, submitting your RSS feed to third-party websites. Because if you have a podcast and you don't have your RSS feed connected to third-party sites like Apple, Spotify, iHeart, Amazon, the list goes on and on and on, it's going to be really hard for you to scale, because when you put your stuff out there is when you make money, is when you make impact, right? I sent an email about, are you making money or are you making impact? I'm sure you got that email if you're listening to this episode too. Why I said, are you making money or are you making impact, is because the amount of money in your account is directly proportional to the number of people you help, right? That could be very subjective, because that could mean so many things for so many people. But essentially, if you're able to help two people and make two sales, that means you're able to impact two lives, right? So when you do the math, you're able to understand, where is this money going? What is this sound saying? What am I supposed to get from this information? And what am I supposed to do with this information, right? So if you have a podcast and you have a story to tell, your first episode could be, hey, this is me. This is what I want to do with my podcast. This is why I started this podcast. Because the reason I'm asking you on our first call, what made you book this call, is the same reason you're going to tell your audience on why you started the podcast. Because there has to be a why. For me, the reason why I started the We Don't Play podcast, if you go to wedontplaypodcast.com, you'll listen to the podcast, or just type in We Don't Play anywhere and you'll see the podcast. We're 366 episodes now in, with over 100 episodes that have been pre-recorded that are yet to be released. And we just launched on YouTube on March 31st with 366 episodes that are now being binged on from years on by, 5 years ago, right? So why am I bringing this up? Because I started my podcast because I wanted to reach out to an audience that I could not travel to physically. That's literally my reason. I wanted to educate, empower, impact people, lives that I cannot reach physically by traveling, right? So if I'm able to do that with the podcast, and I'm able to now travel to those same places because I've created room for those spaces to be appreciated, right? So why I did this podcast is to start off that way, let more people know about things that they can learn about, whether it's marketing, finance, real estate, business, relationships, food, sex, lifestyle, whatever it is, all those things are put into the podcast. And if you listen to the 366 episodes, you will find something that matches your fit, right? Someone may say, oh, is this for everybody? It could be for everybody, but it's for the person who wants to learn more about how they can better their lives and listen to stories from people that have gone through things that they have gone through as well, or probably going to go through things, right? If you're planning to buy a home, if you're planning to do a business shower, if you're planning to do different things with your business, if you're planning to invest, if you're planning to know, you know, what are the great foods for gut health, you know, what are the best LinkedIn practices, what is SEO like in the next few, you know, months from now, all those topics are discussed because I have episodes that have people and guests to show up as, you know, people who are actually learning from me, and I'm also learning from them about how they're doing their thing, right? So at the end of the day, the goal is to help you become a better person and then put you in that position where you feel like you're connected to the academy, you're connected to the people, you're connected to the cause. So when you create your podcast, you have your name, you have your domain, and you have your email list. Those are the three things you're going to start off with: your name, your domain, and your email list. Whatever your CRM, you have to build that, because all those three are tied. The name is going to be affecting the domain name, which is the name people are going to be registering with the podcast. The email is going to be what people are going to be receiving as a sender. So if you're sending an email and someone is receiving an email from you, that's the name they're going to receive, the name that you started with. So you're not going to change your name halfway. Your name is your name. So that name has to be very important. And your name, if you think about big brands, big brands like Apple, Tesla, Microsoft, Sony, Samsung, Target, the list goes on. Guess what they all have in common? All of them have in common 2 to 3 syllables for their brand name. So if you have your podcast and it's within 2 to 3 syllables, it's going to be really fast for people to understand. I mean, do what you want. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm only telling you what is done. Because if we want to learn from the best, we have to look at the best, right? So if we look at all these big companies, why do they have those short names? It's there for a reason. Because psychologically, you want to remember a business, a brand, as fast as you can in a world where there's so many things happening at the same time, right? So you have to think about top of mind activities that you can do. So start off like that with your name. It's up to you, but get a really unique name. Like for me, it's We Don't Play. That's three syllables. So it's up to you on how you want to create it. But the idea is, this is what you want to do. This is where you want to go. So the last question of the day, because I know this is a big question, you're going to see it tomorrow and you're going to see everything. But the big question here is, you know, what's the pricing like? Because you're wondering, okay, we've heard about your passes, we've heard what's going on, but it's going to be a little bit different, because if you look at it long term, there's going to be a little bit of a difference in what you're investing in. So I'm going to start off here. In this academy, before May 1st, you would be paying 20% of 2,500, which is 500, and paying the 2,000 later in a sequential way, so that you can be able to be part of the early people that are getting into the academy. And that also gives you access to now connect with people that work with us, like the Spotify staff, right? Because I'm going to connect you with that. You'll just tell me which one you want to work with, Spotify, Pinterest, or CNN. And then I'll connect you with the right person. And then we'll be able to get on a call with that person. And then you can express to them how you want your ads to run, what your goals are, what your podcast is. That's the benefit of joining early, but you're making an investment early that you can also pay out later, right? Now, the passes, this is the price for the passes, right? It's now top of the hour, so it's perfect timing. The pricing, there are three passes. There is the monthly pass, there's the annual pass, and there's the lifetime pass, right? I'll explain more details when you get the emails. I just want to give you guys quick information because I don't want this podcast to be long-winded, and I don't want you guys to be here for too long. I just want you to listen to this in 2.5 speed or 2 speed, but listen and know exactly what you want to do by making that informed decision after listening to this show or listening to this episode. So the monthly pass, right? The monthly pass is $97 a month. Then if you're looking for the annual pass, the annual pass is $5,000 a year. And if you're trying to get the lifetime pass, the lifetime pass is $10,000 one time. These three prices is all up to you. However you're going to get in is all going to be based on how much you're thinking and how much you want to invest in. So if you're getting in with the monthly, you're getting access to that 80% I talked about earlier. Then if you're in the, and that's the pass, right? And then if you're in the annual and in the lifetime pass, you're getting access to the whole pie. That 80% plus the 10% where you're able to have the one-on-ones consistently and also the groups as well. Now for the groups, of course, if you're having the monthly, you also have access to the group access because you're part of the academy. That's what makes us the community. But when it comes to interactive sessions, one-on-one, you wouldn't be able to have that as much as the people that do have that in their communities. So you have to think about that too when you are looking at the pricing too. So if you come in with that in mind, right, the pricing allows you for the monthly to get access to all the resources, DIYs, get all the instructors, get everything you need in there, get all the videos, just have fun. But at the same time, you're able to interact, you know, and get familiar with the program. But then when you now get into the annual pass, that annual pass now allows you to come through every year, every calendar date of the year, you're able to get in there and connect with people, right? Learn from different instructors. You can get, you know, connect with them, have their contacts, you know, be very interactive. Because I want this academy not just to be, oh, I have access to resources. Yeah, we all have access to resources, right? But I want you to have access to contacts. Your net worth, let me flip it. Your network is your net worth. And at the same time, your net worth is determined by the network you have. You know, if you know, if you say, show me your 5 friends, I'm gonna tell you who you are. That's really where it comes and boils down to. So this is really, you know, where you have to think about your investment and your planning as well. Yes. Was good, Dr. Fashion. Yes, I did a late night room. I wasn't planning to. I said it in the beginning that
do this FAQ room. Literally, I was literally about to hit record on my laptop because I had the microphone ready. I was like, let me record this episode and then put it out to the podcast, send it out to the email list, and call it a day, call it a night. And then something was just like, nah, go to Clubhouse and do it live because you're actually doing it live for real. When I start doing it from tomorrow. So I've explained everything and I said, you know what? Let me just do it. I got to do it the way I want to do it. And if I'm doing it in live mode, then why not start with this? So that's why I'm here tonight. I wasn't planning to be on Clubhouse. So what's up?
Got you. Okay, because I'm like you're what a couple hours ahead of me, so it's pretty late on your end. But it's good to see you, and I love when you talk about podcasting. And I know you have your academy, so I hope people in here signed up. I never thought I would tap into podcasting, but it's like one of my favorite things to do now, and I've been able to make a lot of money. And that's not the main reason why I did it. It was more so like I get to have the same conversations that we're having here on Clubhouse, but on different platforms where I'm reaching a whole new audience. And it has opened up a lot of opportunities for me just having conversations. And I never thought there would be any opportunities with just me talking. So, because I come from the world of DIY and artsy content and not like talking head videos or podcasting. So it's been fun.
Oh yeah, you're gonna. That's what I was even telling them. It's fun to have a podcast because it's low effort. It's low effort because I mean I won't say low effort like it's low, but it's low effort as in you're not using enough energy. You're just talking. You're having a conversation, and the frequency is not so like crazy. So yeah, definitely. I'm glad that you're also enjoying the podcast life as well because create a life, podcast life.
I like that. You better not steal that favor. You better not steal it. No, I'm just kidding. But no, yeah, I think I love what you're doing with the academy because it's easier said than done, right? Because you were like, you could start off with what you have, but when you have someone like you that's been doing it for so long, you learn a lot. Like, what are the best ways for me to outreach for branding? Like, a lot of people that's jumping into this for the first time don't know those things, right? Or how to get A-listers on your podcast. How can you get sponsors in your podcast where you can pay for a lot of the equipment that you use and stuff like that? So it's just so many things to think about. I think it's not just showing up on camera or showing up with a mic. It's a lot more to think about when you're actually building out a real podcast show.
Exactly. It takes time and consistency to show up on a platform where people see you and they expect to see you. Like, imagine you're watching the news and then you wake up waiting to wait for the prime news and they don't show up.
That would be wild.
People will be going crazy. It's just a thing. Your favorite radio station, you listen to your host every morning on your way to work, and then they don't show up. That's literally what we're talking about here,
Yeah. Yep. Definitely got to show up. Well, yeah, so many things you can do. I've been playing around with Threads, and I'm not sure if you've been on there, but they do have a feature where you can do like I would just call it short form audio messages that can be out for your audience. Have you been playing around with that?
I have actually tested it out when it first came out, but I think I've only done one voice note since it dropped because I was there really early and I haven't even Threads. If you check my Threads account, I don't post much on Threads, but I've seen the power of Threads because normally what I've noticed is if I post something on Threads and I use a hashtag, like for the last post I did on Threads, I did hashtag podcast and then it turned blue. And then I put the link of the podcast title. And what I notice is that once it goes on Threads, it picks up on Instagram because on Instagram you can't post links. So
Right.
it's a really good cool strategy from Instagram to post your links on Threads that people can see on Instagram. if you use the social platform, and then that also connects that hashtag into the filter for threads. So I noticed that people listen to my podcast and come through those hashtag filters because I'm just creating like a prompt. So you know how you tell ChatGPT or Hey Siri or something like that? You can do that with the podcast. So you just start off with the podcast prompt hashtag on Threads and then talk about the what the podcast is. And then when Google is scanning or anything is scanning it, it's scanning the hashtag filter before the text.
Look at you dropping gems as always.
At night.
That's amazing. Yeah, right, late at night. That's amazing. Yeah, I've been playing around with it because I haven't really, it's just so many apps now. You just don't know which one you want to give your energy into. And for me, I'm like, if it don't make dollar, it don't make sense. So I'm like, do I need to be on Threads? But I'm always trying to figure out ways that I can monetize without relying on a platform to pay me out. So I'm like, well, let me see. Let me just try to test it out to see what could happen. And I realized I'm reaching a lot more new people than what I was seeing on Instagram because I kept seeing the same people and the same people kept seeing me. It was just weird. But I've been going viral on Threads and I've been getting clients. So I'm having a viral moment right now.
Oh
It's
yeah, now have
threading.
it's threat it really is threading. No, for real, for real, for real, it's a big thing because going there, you know, I think they have polls now. I think they should have polls. Threads should have polls. And yeah, and it's like you're creating consistency and building communities, and these are people coming from Instagram. So imagine talking to people from Instagram on Threads. And these are people you don't know, and you're getting into hashtag filters. And I like the way the hashtag filter is different on Threads than it is on Instagram, because you can really find like really nice stuff in there. Like I got to a point where when somebody posted a job for some, I think somebody was looking for SEO in Lagos. Yeah, and I saw them say, send your resume to this email. I was like, oh wow, that's interesting. So that's another way of, you know, going into it. So I feel like going into the podcast, going into Threads, going into social, these are all platforms that are free. Podcast is free, you know, your voice is free, you know, like use what you have to get what you want without thinking about how to pay for the same thing that you can use for free.
I agree. And also I would check like your local library for a lot of stuff. They have a lot of great things that they rent out for free. So like if you need a studio space and you need a room that's soundproof, those are things to consider. There's a lot of free resources for people. And I don't want anybody to make any excuses for why they can't start their podcast, because obviously you can use your phone, but if you want to kind of take it up a notch, you have things like, going to your local library to kind of use their equipment and get your show started.
Exactly. I feel like there are no excuses for this. But you know, some people will not start the podcast even after listening to content, content, content. They won't start it. And then 5 years down the line, I'm like, darn it. You know, I should have started. And well, I'm just rhyming right now, really. You know, when you said I agree, I was like, free? Okay. B. Okay, B.
Oh my gosh, how exciting. I'm pretty sure you probably talked about it, but when someone signs up, what can they expect in your academy as a person of that's trying to learn from you?
Great question. Thank you for that question. So I touched on it a little bit earlier, and if somebody is coming to this podcast academy, what they need to expect from the academy is gaining access to new information that they've never had access to. That's the first thing I want you to experience, new information, like fresh information. This is something you will not see on Google or YouTube. I mean, you can search and find them in scattered patterns, but you will not find it tailored and curated well enough for you to be customized for a podcast show that you want to build, right? So you're going to get access to new information, you're going to get access to resources, and you're going to have access to contacts, right? Depending on the plans that you're in, the passes that you're in. So when you're getting into the academy, you're coming in with the mindset of, I want to learn how to start a podcast, I want to learn how to scale a podcast, I want to learn how to monetize a podcast. And if I start off by starting off with a podcast, and then monetizing it by spending a little bit of some money here and there to, you know, advertise your podcast. And then you take your podcast and then scale it. That's the difference. Because if you start a podcast and you have 10 episodes today, we're going to work on something called the SMS method, right? The start, monetize, scale method. So if you start your podcast, you start on a platform, you have your three, you know, your ducks in a row, and then you now move from your podcast, right? You've created your episodes. And now you look at your 10 episodes and you're like, okay, out of these top 10, which one did the best, right? And that's what people do for marketing. People don't really think about it. You have to think about what is working well for you. You might have 10 new topics, like 10 scattered topics, but they're all aligned to your brand. And then you now push them out. And the only way you're going to get data or feedback is by putting out your content in the right RSS feeds, right? That's a whole different discussion for another day, but you're going to get that in the academy too. So when you put your RSS feeds onto platforms that have access to your file, your content, your intellectual property, then you can now start to read the data and know that, okay, people are listening to me in Cali, people are listening to me in Ohio, people are listening to me in Hawaii. Then I'm able to really know where in Hawaii, where in Cali, where in Ohio they're listening to. Then boil it down to zip codes, boil it down to counties. We go in pretty much into the roots of your audience because we don't want you to spend money just haphazardly on ads. Any dollar you spend in this academy should give you back at least a dollar plus. I don't know what that dollar plus is going to look like, but the plus is up to you based on your podcast and based on your delivery. So you're going to get access to new information, you're going to get access to resources, you're going to get access to contacts. And then those three allow you to know exactly how to navigate so that when you now show up in the academy, you're learning about how to use a podcast well. What does that mean for you? And then how are you able to connect with people like me and other people that will be instructing, you know, based on what they're learning, and then learn from them. Then when you learn from those people, it builds. Because an academy, I can't, and when you hear an academy, you don't think about the CEO or the founder of the company. You think about the community you're joining. So I don't want you to think about me as, oh, this is Favors Academy. I want you to think about this is an academy that's gonna grow. Because I'm thinking beyond Clubhouse and LinkedIn audio. I'm just starting off with LinkedIn audio and Clubhouse audio for, you know, interactive sessions because we're live, we're virtual, it's global. But at some point, God willing, I also want to have this turn into an actual institution where I can actually have a school because that's why I have courses. You know, I'm not just building online courses. I actually want to have a school that, you know, I can teach people, you know, people who may not be able to afford it. They can, you know, I can give them access programs so they can learn, you know, less fortunate people, you know, if they need help with, you know, anything, you know, that can helping hand that can at least allow them to, you know, use their skill and their talents to expand. I'll be all in that. So this is not just for today, this is for tomorrow. But to your question, Brittany, yes, those are the three big things that I'm looking out for if somebody wants to join the academy. New information, new resources, and new contacts.
I love that. And also, what I love about you and how you teach and stuff is for one, you work closely with a lot of these platforms. So you have like insider information that you can share prior to it being released, especially with platforms like Pinterest. Let's say a podcaster want to start sharing their bits and pieces on Pinterest and they don't know how to use that platform. Because you work closely with these companies, they're able to get that type of help. The other thing too is we're constantly learning because we're on social media putting out content. So we have to be up to date with all this stuff. And honestly, it can become overwhelming for a lot of people in our community. But if they have us to teach them, it just makes everything a lot easier. And then they have a centralized place where they can get all the information. So, for example, remember we did one room where we gave that play on how you can add music in your playlist for your podcast and get more views. Like, what? Who's talking about that? That was a gem. And for those that was not in the room, I will repeat what was said because what? If he's giving that for free, just imagine what you're going to get if you decide to invest in yourself for the academy. So basically, to keep it short, we were talking about podcasting, but also putting it on different platforms. One of them being YouTube. YouTube is pushing podcast shows right now. If you want a visual of what that looks like, you go to youtube.com/podcast. This is where all the shows are happening. Okay. Now, there's a few things you need to do in order to be on that podcast page. All you have to do is add your videos to the podcast section. If you already have a podcast show, such as one with an RSS feed, you can actually add that on there. And then this is where your content can start getting promoted on that page. But the great thing about having the podcast show and advertising it on YouTube as well is the content is also on the YouTube music app. That's where people were playing all their music. But now you can listen to podcast episodes. Now, if you create your own playlist, let's say I did a podcast dedicated to woman empowerment. And when I think of woman empowerment, I think of Beyonce. I can add Beyonce music into my playlist. So anytime somebody comes across Beyonce, my video for my podcast or just the audio is automatically going to play right after her because we're in the same playlist. Now, will they listen? We'll find out when we look at the analytics, but what we're seeing are great results because there's some people who probably would have never came across you if they didn't listen to that Beyonce song. So there's like little tricks here and there of how you can get more eyeballs on your podcast, but that was like a big play as to what you can do on YouTube. And it doesn't just apply to podcast episodes, it applies to your content in general. So if you have like, let's say you do DIYs on cooking meals that cost less than $5, and you start adding in a bunch of top creators, the top dogs, into your playlist. If people were already watching them and the video finished, it automatically plays your video right after. So if you're looking at your analytics, you'll see this information. It's there. This works. If you try it, you come back to us and let us know what happened, but give it at least a good 30 days or so. And come back with some data there, but it's some good stuff happening. But I don't know, Faber, what do you want to add to that?
No, I love that, especially on that plug and play feed for YouTube. Remember when I gave you that list of topics?
Yeah.
It changed again, and it's like it keeps flipping. So I'm like, okay, y'all, I see what y'all like. So it allows me to also go a little bit deeper and to know what new episodes I should be releasing because data helps data, if that makes sense. So because you're able to expand on that, you're able to know what I can say or what else I can put out. And then that gives me more access to information that expands my audience and creates those affinities. So it's a great place to be right now, especially for podcasts. And if big companies like YouTube are considering podcasts into their channels, into their websites, building algorithms and API systems for that, that should tell you about where the podcast market is going economically.
I know. And there's so many companies right now, too, investing in podcasters that are doing visuals. So, obviously, like years ago, it was a lot of podcasters and they did strictly audio, but now video is a thing. And if you have the whole package, there's investors that's willing to give you money for your show. I mean, Call Her Daddy is a podcast. I mean, she's number one right now on a lot of platforms and she got funding for her stuff. But if you guys want to check out some companies, I'll put them in the chat. One is called Spotter. Now, they do mostly look at YouTubers that have a podcast and just YouTube creators. And honestly, a lot of these investors want their podcasters to be on YouTube, which is interesting. So that tells you a lot. Like, what is it going on YouTube where a lot of these investors are putting their money? Mr. Beast actually got funding from Spotter. So that tells you a lot right there. Check them out. The other one is called Vuture, and they also look for podcasters and content creators that are on YouTube. They'll give you anywhere from like 10K to $1 million, which is amazing, but it's money. So it's a lot you can do with that. So I put in a chat for anybody that want to check it out.
Oof, thank you so much for that. I appreciate that. This is where we learn a lot, and at least using this is a good way for you to see what other people are doing and tap into that information because you can do it too. You can do it too. So I think these are some really cool stuff that we've come across. And I thank you for that question too. because this is going right up and I want people to learn more. And I'm sure they're like, damn, why are you sending it so late, bro? But I'm like, I've been sending it all month. So there's no difference. If you really wanted to do it, it would. And I think for people, it's more of top of mind as well. So I do want to do that, this night, and then also do it in the morning. So it's kind of like a sandwich. So give people like a little bit of a bite size and, see where that goes. But I'm really excited because this is going to change a lot of lives, and a lot of people want to start podcasts this year. I was literally on a show. Yeah, I was on a show. I got invited to a show earlier today, a 1 hour show, and connected with it. It's a TV show. They call it Keep It Real TV. And I talked about the academy, and they asked me some really good questions too, and I'm like, look at me promoting a show at the academy same time. So when I look at the way things happen, I don't question things. I just let things happen, because for me to be on a show at the same time this is happening, and then in my professional life something else is happening, I'm growing. I even have a new team on my business now. I actually have an SEO girl, if that makes sense, like who I can bounce ideas off, because she found me. She's in LA actually, and she found me on there, and we connected on LinkedIn, and she's like, yo, I just want to just to learn from you, just know what's going on. And I'm like, okay, yeah, for sure, let's do it. And she just, signed up. We got in touch, and she's actually connected with two of our clients and been on two meetings, two staff meetings, two client meetings. And she's given so much. Like, she only speaks like probably once, but that one time she speaks, it literally just adds value to the room. And that just made me happy. And I'm like, look at this happening, expanding with the business. Things are happening too with the academy. So I don't take things for granted the way things are growing. So I know that this next, quarter, half of the next year that we're moving into, for this year is going to be different. And it's going to allow me to also come on Clubhouse more intentionally, because I've been running rooms on Clubhouse. I think this is my 18th room this month on Clubhouse, running rooms.
Oh
Yeah.
wow,
Oof, man.
oh
I'm
my
like,
gosh.
yeah, I'm like 18 rooms in 1 month. And I only, yeah, and that's just content that people can always listen to. So I feel like this is information people can binge on for years later from now, because that investment has been made. So if companies do that and businesses do that, then it's going to be a better place for everybody. So that's where we are at right
I
now.
agree. I think it would be cool if Clubhouse had it in a way where you can have your RSS feed on here. That would be interesting. I mean, the audio app, so it's like why we're not there yet, I feel like, they made some solid investments, but there's some that are quite questionable, like the creator program they did. The money that went to the creators were creators that wasn't even using the app. That didn't make sense to me, and they're no longer here. But hey, that's neither here nor there. But I felt like some of the money could have went towards, like, let's do something with podcasting, considering that we do have podcasters here on this app, and it's an audio app. But hey, we don't know what the future looks like, right? Because podcasting is taking over. But I hope whatever they decide to do in the future, they will consider that.
Wow, you just blew my mind right now. I didn't even think about that. Clubhouse RSS feed, that would be crazy if they have some type of system to go with that, because that would also help submitting your RSS feed, and integrating it to other platforms. And then, because now with Spotify for podcasters, you can add a new podcast. So imagine adding a new podcast and then maybe submitting your RSS feed, and that feed is coming from Clubhouse. It could be, oh my goodness, it would be crazy. I don't know, you just lit up a fire right now. So I think it's a good thing, and if it does happen, it happened here first.
Right, like I know where that idea came from. Remy in favor, our check. Thank you.
Run.
Replays
Exactly, replays are on for a reason.
everything. Oh my gosh, it's hilarious! But I'm excited. It's funny because during the pandemic, funny enough, but before the pandemic, I didn't even like talking on the phone. I always tell my friends, don't call me unless it's an emergency. Like, I just hated talking on the phone. Now, when I was in elementary, I just loved talking on the phone. It would be like 10 of us on the line, right? But I don't know. As I got older, I didn't care much to talk on the phone unless it was important. And then when Clubhouse came out and we were all cooped up in the house, I was like, wow, like I'm talking. And I know that sounds crazy, but I was also the person that was super scared to talk in front of a crowd. So when people would invite me on stage, I was just terrified. And I was just looking at my phone, shaking in my boots, like, how am I scared to go on a virtual stage and they can't even fucking see me, right? And I'm just like, this is just bananas. But I had to get comfortable. So it started off with small rooms and the rooms just got bigger and bigger. But it also helped me with like public speaking, which is something I was doing before a Clubhouse. However, it just made it better. So as I show up, I look confident, you know, and I'm looking at people in their eyes as I'm speaking. But yeah, Clubhouse it's been great for me. I can't speak for other people's experience, but I met you in person and other people from Clubhouse. We had done collaborated on things, even broke bread together, aka money. There's been a lot of great opportunities for me by just showing up on this app. So it is something for people to think about, especially tying back into the podcasting, is like, how can we use these apps to promote what we're doing with either podcasting or our business. And I still think Clubhouse is a great space to be in.
Exactly. I believe so. And I joined Clubhouse because of podcasting. I wouldn't have been here if I didn't start a podcast. Mm. So if you look at the track, you know, I wouldn't have met a lot of people like you, David, you know, like, and amazing other people too that are on the app, if it wasn't for the passion I had from the jump. So my why was so big that I was not looking at episodes that was just like click publish. I was looking at it like, I want to build contacts, connections. I want to be in a space where I can talk to someone and not have to hold my tongue, you know, because I can see something that can help someone and they can learn from it. And that's how I showed up on this app, you know, 4 years now. So it's amazing that, you know, something so small can be something so big too.
That part. I also think Clubhouse has helped me in a way with live streaming, because, you know, some people are just scared to show up on camera, because obviously if it's live, there's no going back, right? But I think if you're scared to show up, then we could take baby steps, and just testing out things with just audio is like the first step, right? Because you don't see our face, you just hear our voice. Then we're moving on to the next step of video and audio. You get what I'm saying? So I think it was like me taking the step to just creating better content for my audience for live streaming. And this app has helped with that for sure.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like anyone that wants to start a podcast, come to Clubhouse. I think that's a perfect way to start. I won't even like hold you to it. Like, you can start off with your own camera, microphone, Riverside, all the good sides, but come here. I wanted to do this episode literally on my own, but I said, no, let me come to Clubhouse and look at where we are an hour later. This was supposed to be a 5-minute episode.
Oh, gosh.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So I have a question for you. Since you've been podcasting for a while, where do you see podcasting, or what is your prediction of where podcasting will be in the next 5 years?
Ooh. I feel like podcasting in the next 5 years, this is how I'm feeling, especially with AI happening. Podcast is going to be the most authentic source of information a brand can sustain for their business long term. That's a fact, because you're listening to real people having real conversations about real life. So you can't beat that. AI can't beat that. So podcasting as a business is the biggest asset you can have. For your inventory as a business, you can have a website, have an email, yes, have a community, but have a place where you can let them listen to you more, which is a podcast, which you can own. So I feel like in the next 5 years, it's going to really expand to the point where not only Spotify would be running ads for podcasts, you know, other platforms were going to be running, you know, connected TV. There's going to be a lot of, you know, LinkedIn. There's a lot of stuff that's going to be happening. I have a good feeling about it, because if, let's say, you know, YouTube right now is doing RSS feed capturing, Pinterest is also doing RSS feed capturing, right? Imagine if LinkedIn starts doing RSS feed capturing, and then all the social media starts having RSS feed enablement, just like they all have alt text now. Imagine what starts to happen when you can integrate your podcast to your social media for credible proof. I don't know where this is going. I don't know the future. Only God does. But what I know is if you are authentic with your brand today, you can be authentic with your brand tomorrow. Because 5 years ago, I started my podcast. I didn't know what it was going to be like. I didn't know there was going to be ever a thing called Clubhouse. 5 years from now, I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know you can listen to this episode 5 years from now, and you're probably listening to it right now 5 years later. So you have to think about that longevity and see where can you put your stuff out there. People who make music, they know music is going to last for decades. They don't put out a song so it can last for the hot summer. They put it out because they know for a decade, for 2 decades, for God knows how long, that's going to still bring money, royalties. So if we think about our business as a passive income stream and use podcasting as a byproduct, we'll go so far. That's my prediction for 2029?
Sounds so far away, but yet so close. That's interesting. I definitely see that. I also see AI influencers doing podcasting. People are already using AI to generate things with other people's voices, but I think with podcasting, there's some people that don't even like their voice, so they're definitely going to be using AI to do something in regards to podcasting. I even see myself using AI influencers to do a whole podcasting show since I already have a roster of AI talents. So why not let them do a podcast show? I think that would be interesting.
I would want to feature them on my show.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? I mean, I think that's going to be a thing. But at the end of the day, people want to hear from real people, because an AI influencer cannot tell a story based off something they did 10 plus years ago, because that was even a thing, right? When people are listening to me and you, we're speaking from experience, and that's something that an AI influencer cannot do. They can make up a story, but they haven't been through what we've been through, working in real life, meeting real people, you know? So there's only so much they can do. But I do think it's going to be like a form of entertainment for a lot of people for the most part.
Oh, yeah, totally. Especially when it comes to branding. I just looked, speaking of branding, I got an email 12 hours ago on a podcast collaboration, and this is so big because what you just said, Brittany, is literally in line with the way things are going when it comes to influencer marketing, talking about connections, building collaborations too. I got an email from someone called Jamie, and he just said, "Hey, hi, Working Play Entertainment team. I've been enjoying your podcast. Your take on demystifying programmatic SEO truly enlightened me." Now, that's an episode I did, God knows how long, probably 2 years ago or last year. Programmatic SEO, I talked about it some time ago, but someone's emailing me about this same thing. And he says, "I think my CEO would be a great fit for a guest appearance on my show." So to give them a brief background, his name is Corey. He's a 20-year agency owner and has been a catalyst for multiple six and seven-figure service companies, generating over $50 million in revenue for clients up in Canada. To make it interesting, he's accomplished that while spending 15 years on the road and traveling the globe. He's super easy to talk to and loves to chat about AI automation. We just talked about that. Digital marketing, business efficiency, and what it's like to live a life and run a business without borders. Now, they said that they want to be on my show. So I'm going to, you know, respond back to the email and have the person on the show. And guess what? It's going to happen as an episode. That's something you've put out in the world that people are going to listen to forever. So just because of putting out an episode, someone sends you an email, you don't even know the person, all the way from Canada. Come on, y'all. I didn't spend no money on this. So if you guys look at 5 years from now, what you could be reaping because you paid attention to the soil that you're planting in, the sky is not even the limit anymore. So that's what I'm seeing, Brittany.
I like that. I like that a lot. Like I said, I'm really excited this year with the whole podcasting. I'm already thinking of another podcast show that I wanted to do, because I really had to be real with myself. I'm like, okay, my schedule is currently really busy. And I'm like, do I have time for another thing to do on the list? So I'm making time for it. But I really want to do a podcast, which I've been saying forever, a podcast for content creators that talks about financial literacy, because obviously there's tons of coaches out there, tons of people talking about this is how you can make six figures making content. We're talking about how to make the money, but nobody's talking about how to keep it, right? And I've been able to do a lot of great things with the money I made from content creation. So I want to have those conversations on my podcast show and also talk about building a business where you have longevity. Everybody don't know who I am, right? I'm not like the Mr. Beast of YouTube. I'm really not. However, I've been doing this for over 15 years, and this has really been my only job for the last 10 years. So that's longevity to me, right? And so these are conversations I want to have in the podcast for sure. So I'll keep you updated on that. Hopefully it starts next week.
when you told me about YouTube and you're like, Favor, why aren't you starting one? And I was like, yeah, now I got it. Now I'm throwing the ball in your court. I'm like, let's go with this podcast academy.
I know. It's just, I don't know. It's amazing. Like, content, I think people are just sleeping on content creation. Obviously, they know like now we can make money from it, but it's bigger than that. And if we're talking about podcasting and content creation, like I want the next generation to be able to go back and listen to the content I created like 20 plus years ago, right? And that's where we are now. Like my friend that, you know, tragically passed away, her YouTube channel is still up, but what she was teaching is still being consumed by not only her fans, but her family, and her kids get to go back and listen to that. And that's one thing that's great about content, especially if you optimize it the right way, it could live on for a very, very long time. Mind you, she's been deceased for over 10 years. That's amazing to me. So these are just things that goes in my mind when I'm thinking about every video that I create. It's like, what is going to be the longevity of this? Is this something that's evergreen? Is this something that people will be searching up for the next 100 plus years? Is this information valuable? Is it entertaining? Does it make them happy? You know, like it's all these little parts, but my content has been doing great where the videos I made 10 plus years ago are still generating money. So I'm doing something right, you know?
Oh yeah, you are doing something right. You've been doing something right. Because You've been on YouTube going crazy, you know, giving people good amount of information that they can use, and think about the lives you've changed. Just even the ones that you don't even know you've changed. That's how impactful it is. And it can go way beyond just being on a stage or just being on a microphone, because what you say can resonate. And we think about sound waves, right? Sound waves, they go far. That's why music goes far. That's why water goes far. I think it was, Quincy Jones said there are two things on earth that will remain very constant, music and water. You know, so if you look at it from the long-term perspective, how do your waves resonate with people's ears? You know, is your voice screeching? Is your voice soothing? Like it's up to you. But at the end of the day, you have to make it happen. So this was a great room. I didn't think I was going to be here this night. So I don't think I'm going to have another late night room. If this happens, you guys are lucky. It's like the eclipse, right? It doesn't come every time.
I cannot. When is your next room so I can show
up? I'm starting off tomorrow, officially May 1st. So I'm going to be having a room. Yeah, I'm going to be having a room every day. Weekdays, I'm in
Pause. May. Did you say every day?
Yes, every day in May.
Including weekends?
No.
I gotta
pump the brakes. So, yeah, but I'm gonna definitely do Monday to Friday, at least an hour. I've not done it on Clubhouse ever. So this is gonna be a big challenge for me, because I'm dedicating my time to actually give people 20 hours worth of watch time content in the academy that they would say that in May they had something to watch, because I'm really serious about this. I don't know how serious this is gonna be for others, but if you're as serious as I am and you want to see growth, you want to see numbers, you want to see contacts, this is going to be the place to be for the academy. And I'm going to run ads on this bad boy from tomorrow. So it's going to be exciting to see what happens this year. I've been doing everything organically, but this is the first time I'm going to do something with paid planning and campaign. So yeah, we're off to the races, Dr. Fashion.
Well, I'm excited for you. I guess you'll catch me here every day listening.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I'm going to be doing the rooms and be I'm going to notice the first week starting tomorrow. I'm going to start seeing like what times do work best, but I'm going to kick off tomorrow's room in the morning. I'll kick it off around like 9 central, which is your 7 a.m. I don't want to be too early because I know some people have to be up, and then if you're gonna I'm gonna be on Zoom too, so it's gonna be very interactive. But any episode, anytime you guys see me on live here, I'm gonna be on video on the other side. I may not say it, because I may not want to say it, but I might put it in the chat just not to distract the room or the class. But just disclaimer, if you're listening to this and you're listening to the sequel, you know what's going on.
I love it. When you said every day just made me think of something, because like you know how Clubhouse was popping and during the pandemic, and I think a lot of us became a little obsessed with this app. Like I remember being on here for like a good like what 48, 72 hours. No sleep, by the way. I don't know. It was like crackhead hours for me. It was just crazy. And I remember there was a lot of like couples that would come on Clubhouse too, and it would be on here all day long. And sometimes people would argue with their spouse because they'd be like, "It's time for you to go to bed. Why are you still on Clubhouse?" It was just a mess. But it tells you a lot that people enjoy listening and also joining in on conversations. And I think the whole podcasting thing is going to be great for a lot of people, especially the ones that like to talk and do rooms here on Clubhouse. So if you guys haven't considered doing podcasting, definitely click that link above because he got some great stuff there. But if you're not ready to commit just yet, at least sign up to his newsletter so you can be in a loop of all the tips and insights that he share in regards to podcasting. So I just wanted to share that.
Thank you, thank you. Wally, the only thing Wally Green got was crack house from what she's saying.
Oh my God. I remember my mom was like, "Are you hungry?" I was like, "No, mom, I'm talking. I'm on Clubhouse moderating." It was just so funny. I'm like, this is a mess. This is becoming a whole mess. But I don't regret the time that I spent on Clubhouse, honestly. I learned a lot. I mean, I started my coaching business while I was on this app, and I learned more about people. Like, I learned a lot and got to meet a lot of great people, that's for sure. But yeah, it was definitely crackhead hours for sure.
Nah, for real, yo. I will wake up. I'm like, what am I doing on this app? Who's talking? Like, oh man, I remember those days.
Falling asleep on the app, like what?
I love Clubhouse. I don't think life would be different without Clubhouse, So I just think this is a great place to be. And there's no app I know that I've been on since social media existed that I've been able to meet people and have meaningful, genuine, authentic relationships that actually surpass Clubhouse or surpass social audio than Clubhouse.
I agree. And I think a lot of things happen for a reason because there's people I met on this app that lost their job and they didn't have work, they had kids. And then somehow we just ended up being in the same room. And a lot of those people I either call my sister or my brother, or they're my clients, like my long-term clients that I've been working with for over 2 years. But what they learned from me, they've been able to take that with them for the past, what, year or so, and now they're able to do this full time. So I think that's amazing, but it's pretty cool how we have aligned with some like-minded people on this app.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm grateful for a lot of people on this app. I'm grateful for everyone, really. I just know the people that I've connected with on this app, these are lifelong friends. And I make friends with people like for decades, and I know what friendship means. And you can't replace that with money. You would never win because your impact impacts your financials in a way, because the way you speak, the way how you show up, who you show up for, why you show up in the first place, all contributes to that. And you talked about public speaking too, which is big. So even somebody who wants to start a podcast, instead of them starting at the comfort of their home with a microphone, come here and do it bold, live, see what happens. That's what I just did now with this episode. I could have been on my own. You guys would not have seen me here, but I decided to come on here because I'd rather be, you know, be here with one, two, three, four, five people than be on my own on a show and listen to myself, you know. So I can do that if I want to, if I want that privacy, but I'd rather do it with the community because I'm building a community in the process. So it's like building as you go. And that's the whole point of doing this academy, because I don't want to do it from the, you know, from the pre-recorded scenes. I want to do it in the live scenes so that you guys can come to the back end.
I love that. I really do. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Just in general, because I'm excited that you're on YouTube with the podcast show. Like, that's number one. And I know you're gonna crush it because, well, you're already killing it right now. But I'm excited to see what like the next quarter will look like for you, because I know you've been putting in a lot of work with the whole podcasting and also just teaching people and people coming back with testimonies and stuff. So I think that's cool. But yeah, I would definitely be in your room tomorrow. So what's going to be the topic? I know it's going to
Tomorrow.
probably be podcasting.
Yeah, we're gonna kick it off. I'm gonna start off with the first S, you know, how to start a podcast. That I'm gonna go 101 style first. I don't want to go too deep because I don't want your first class to be scary. I want it to be very easy, very basic. It's gonna be hard for me because I like to do high level. So for me to like really like go basic is gonna be really a challenge for me. I'm keeping it 100 with y'all, but I also know that that is what I need to break through so that you guys can see how basic it could be, so that you can build the blocks. So when you now come to that high level or high table, then you can really know how this table is standing strong and firm. So I'm going to be talking about how to start a podcast, how to start one, like what's the basic things that you need. I'm not going to go into tools and strategies, all that's going to come later, but how to start one, I will be starting that, and I'll also be recording that too, because I'll be showing you what my podcast looks like on the back end, which I don't talk about a lot. So I want to be very transparent with how I started mine, what it looks like. So when you look at my graph, my videos, you have motivation to know that, okay, if Faber could start something this like normal, this like I started off as a joke August 12, 2019. And now, April 30th, 2024, we're talking about something completely different. So yeah, I'm gonna go deep into that. It's gonna be an hour. I'll try to keep it to an hour because rooms on Clubhouse do not last an hour. So I want to make sure that I strictly keep it to an hour, so I also don't bore the audience and I also don't overwhelm the audience too. But that's what I'm kicking off with tomorrow. And as soon as we get off here, this episode is going up. I'm sending an email, connecting with people. They'll be like, "What's going on?" When they wake up, they'll check it out. And yeah, that I'm really on this right now. So I'm looking forward to hearing what people say about the episode tomorrow. But I'm gonna have it here in the house. So even Wally as well, I think you got a ticket. Please click the link above to join the marketing club, because it'll be great to have you here. Just check your profile. Great to meet you and connect with you as well. Thanks for commenting on the chat. We really appreciate it. Not everyone does it, so when you do something like that, I want to appreciate that. So yeah, that's what we have, y'all.
Okay, last question is the time for tomorrow room.
That's gonna be 7 a.m. Pacific for you,
Okay.
then 9 a.m. Central for me, and then 10 a.m. Eastern for everybody else. And if you can get those three times, I think there's a website called let me just check before I say the wrong thing. Check. It's called World. Yeah, I got it. It's called World Time Buddy. It's a really cool platform if you want to like look at times, because sometimes it's a global app. So when I say a certain time, they're like, "I'm not in that country, I'm not in that state." So if you're using worldtimebuddy.com, you can always check your time zone. If you hear the time, you can just match it up to your time and zone, because I don't know where everybody is, just to respect everyone's time. But yeah, it's gonna be 7 a.m. tomorrow for you, Brittany.
Okay, thank you. 'Cause you used to have those 5 and 6 a.m. rooms, and I couldn't make it.
I know. I thought about you. I was like, "Nah, she gotta be here." So let me make it a little bit closer.
Like, you just don't care about me, right? Just doing these 5 a.m. rooms. Like, I'm just up bright and early, and like I go to bed around that time sometimes. Like, what are we doing,
I
favor?
had to switch it up a little bit.
Oh, good. But I do see we have some new people in here. So, welcome to the room. You are in the marketing club. However, this is the topic of Podcasting Growth Academy. So, if you want to check out the link that's pinned above, feel free to check it out. Make sure you follow Favor if you haven't already so you can be notified when he have his room, which he's doing Monday through Friday. Different times, right? Not always at 7, my time.
Yeah, it might be switching up in between, but I might want to keep to that same time so that everybody just shows up and I can block my hours.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm planning to do that. But if it happens where I have a meeting with a client at that time, I would have to switch it up just to respect their time. But I know if I keep that same, slot, then everybody can just show up at that same time, knowing that okay, that's the schedule.
Okay. Well, this is great. I am marking my calendar now. Thank
You're
you.
welcome. Thank you so much. This was a great room. I'm glad I did this live. And if you guys have any questions about the podcast, please put it in the chat or just go right ahead and click the link above. When it gets to midnight, things are about to change. So I'm going to send out the email, give people some grace, let them go through it because I know first of the month, people are going to be running everywhere, taking care of everything. So I want to make sure that if you're really excited about this, you definitely have that grace period to tap in because a lot of people have been asking me questions and I wanted to do this episode so that you can learn, listen, and just binge so that when you make a decision, you've heard the voice, you've heard the sound, and you know what you're doing because you've made that informative decision. So we've given you so much resources. I've told you what the prices are. I've told you what it is, all the things that are in the beginning of this replay. So listen to it and then enjoy the rest of the conversation I had with Brittany. Till tomorrow morning, I'm gonna see y'all bright and early. I also gotta catch some Z's as well. But I wanted to make sure I commit to this because I could have easily said, no, I'm not doing this. But when I say something, I want to fulfill it because that also shows that I'm serious and also shows integrity and consistency. Because sometimes we just say things and just forget about them, but people remember, So you want to make sure you do good to people and always be be a blessing to people. So thank you so much, Dr. Fashion. Thank you, David. Thank you, Christian, Wanda, Wally, and Zaina, for being here and being on the in the room, just listening. I know it's late, so thank you guys so much for being here. Y'all could be somewhere else, but you're here with us. So appreciate you. And as you're listening to this episode, make sure that you take action, show up, and show out. Because if you keep showing up for the right reasons, people are going to see you. And eventually, you're going to get emails like I'm getting emails, like Dr. Fashion's getting emails to companies that want to work with you and turn those conversations on podcasts into brand deals. And only God knows where that could take y'all. But it starts off with what? Conversation. Communication is key, y'all, in everything. So that's why I wanted to communicate through a podcast, Growth Academy, frequently asked questions room, rather than just giving you guys a web page to scroll on and click through. I want to be very intentional this year. So thank you again. Have an amazing night. And I'm gonna catch y'all in the clubhouse streets in the next few hours. Take care, everybody. Bye for now.